in the waters of the Persian Gulf, a reminder of the long reach of America's military might. U.S. President Barack Obama warning the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant not to rest easy.
We will be prepared to take targeted and precise military action if and when we determine that the situation on the ground requires it.
The U.S. has been moving resources into place for days. On board the USS George H.W. Bush, about 70 aircraft, including F-A-18 Super Hornets and E-2C Hawkeyes, able to help coordinate strikes. Additionally, the U.S. Air Force says it has 90 to 100 aircraft, from fighters to bombers to drones, ready to go within hours. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General David Deptula via Skype.
It is a situation that is tailor-made for air power.
And with those aircraft in place, Deptula says ISIL militants could find Baghdad is now out of reach.
They have to move toward Baghdad, so they have to move in sufficient numbers that makes a difference. But even if they don't, with persistent surveillance, you can watch the movement and eliminate it as it occurs.
That's not to say using air power against ISIL would be easy, a point made by the top U.S. military official to lawmakers Tuesday.
These forces are very much intermingled. It's not as easy as looking at an iPhone video of a convoy and then immediately striking it.
Part of ISIL's success comes from its willingness to bury itself in civilian populations, and drawing them out may take some help, like an effective Iraqi army, says former U.S. Army Ranger military analyst Paul Floyd via Skype.
They would actually have to be making gains on the ground, flushing ISIL or ISIS out of urban populations to where they could be exposed and therefore open to attacks.
For now, the U.S. seems content to fly an increasing number of manned surveillance planes and drones over Iraq, building an ever more precise picture of ISIL's forces for if and when the call comes to strike. Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.